Increasing CO2 in the air is widely known as having very adverse effects on climate and thus on agriculture, sea level, and more. We can pump our CO2 underground, at least from concentrated sources such as power plants. It has to be kept underground securely. Two methods have had trials. One is compressing the gas and injecting it in deep rock. A gas tends to escape and rise, so the cap rock has to be present and hold it. Iffy. Another is to mix the CO2 in water during injection. The gas reacts with minerals to make insoluble carbonates. However, this method uses phenomenal amounts of water, even as the world's population is increasingly stressed for water. Eric Oehlers and 13 colleagues in Iceland, Saudi Arabia, and Italy had the idea of recycling the CO2-laden water, much as some geothermal power plants do. The water circulates along deep channels. A recovery well or set of wells some distance from the injection well brings the solution back for recharge and reuse. The recovery well has to be placed so as to cover most of the water. That requires some really deep geological knowledge, literally and figuratively. It has to be shown that the CO2 really reacted with deep minerals nearly 100%. Also, will the continued mineral reactions block or reroute flows? The tests are ongoing in the Saudi Arabian desert. Stay tuned. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.